Today's program was brought to you by Bonnie Plants, bonnieplants.com.
This is Chef Emily Peterson, host of Sharp and Hot. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Welcome to Radio Cherry Bomb. I'm Carrie Diamond.
And I'm Claudia Wu. We're the founders of Cherry Bomb Magazine. This season on Radio Cherry Bomb, we're thrilled to share recordings from the Cherry Bomb Jubilee. It took place Sunday, March 29th, 2015, in Manhattan.
This was the second annual Jubilee, which is a one-day conference with some of the most amazing, inspiring women in and around the world of food.
This talk is titled Vibrate Your Way to Success and features Erin McKenna, the founder of Erin McKenna's Bakery, formerly known as Baby Cakes. We love Erin for her creativity and scrappiness. She's a good friend of Cherry Bomb and the cover girl of our second issue. She's also been our guest on Radio Cherry Bomb.
Stay tuned to learn how she went from waitress to pioneering entrepreneur. Enjoy the conversation and thanks for listening to this special episode of Radio Cherry Bomb.
My name is Erin McKenna. I'm a baker, a business owner, a kale chip enthusiast, and also a meditator. I'm here today to hopefully talk you all into start a meditation process, and because I really credit my entire success on a practice that I began about 12 years ago. So, please don't get up and go to the bathroom. I promise it's not going to be an irritating talk. I have no cards. So a lot of people look at my path and all of the success I've enjoyed and sometimes call it luck or that I've been charmed, and I just say it's not true. I was really a horrible student growing up. Probably like C minus was what I would strive for because then I could graduate. And I was kind of a mess during my college and after college years. I was like the type of girl who slept through her alarm and then found out she got a ticket on her car, and then the car got booted, and then I had to take the bus to work, and then it was late, and then I'd get fired. And I was fine with all of that until my mom had a talk with me when I was 25, and she's like, look, it's time to get a real job, and you're still just a waitress, and it's time to give up on all those dreams, whatever it is. Because I was coming up with crazy ideas, like I had an idea for mop socks one time, that I gave up on it too early, though. Because it ended up being on Oprah like 7 years later. But the reason I gave up on it is I really didn't have a lot of confidence in myself and I didn't have a lot of focus. And so she kind of gave me an ultimatum, and she's sick of bailing me out of things. And she said, get a real job. So the first thing that came to me was an opportunity to intern at a fancy magazine in Los Angeles. So I took it. And I worked really hard to show them that I was worthy of being hired, because I didn't want to get an office, like a regular office job. And so I did work really hard, and I was offered a full-time position in New York. And it all felt very exciting, like, it's so glamorous. Like, I'm getting relocated to New York to work in fashion, you know? Like, I was just, like, so excited. This made so much sense. I love clothes. But at the time I got there, I felt, right when I got into the job, I just felt completely out of alignment. And I felt like I didn't have the same passion that everyone around me did for clothes. And it's not like it was wrong, but I just felt like what they felt for clothes was something I did not feel for clothes. And I thought that I was holding someone else's job who could have really appreciated it. So I would go home every night, and I was just so depressed. And I've always been a very happy person, and I was like taking to my bed and sobbing, just like, why? I hate New York. New York is a horrible place, and people are mean, and why don't people smile back at me? And I was really in a bad place, and I just reached for meditation because I was desperate. And I had always heard about meditation and what it can do for you, but I thought it was, I just didn't have time for it. I was like too scattered. So I had this CD in my house for Japa meditation. And Japa meditation is, and I'm not here to sell you on any kind of meditation. I think if you just close your eyes and get quiet for 15 minutes a day, that's all you need to do. But for me, I needed a little direction. So I had the CD for Japa meditation, which the process is you sit down with an intention and you repeat the sound of awe a few times. And then in the silence, you connect with what it would be like, what would it feel like if that intention that you set were to exist and you just sit there and hang out with it. And I started out with just, I want to be happy. And then more and more, I was just happy in my life. And I was sticking with that job just because it was paying my bills. And then from there, I moved on to, I want to do what I was meant to do in this life. Like, I feel like I have a purpose that I'm not fulfilling. And so I would meditate and meditate, and I just felt this thing, like, swirling above me, and I was so excited. I remember going home on a holiday break, and my sister was like, "Are you still at that job you hate?" And I said, "Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not ready to quit yet." And she's like, "Well, what are you going to do after? Do you have plans?" And I was like, "I don't know, but it's going to be amazing. You have no idea. This is going to..." And I just, like, I believed it. It wasn't like affirmations like, "I'm happy." I was just like, I really, really felt it. So, with meditation, I also learned to follow my gut and where I was pulled, and in the direction of happy is just where I went. And I got a job part-time waiting tables in Williamsburg, and just to make some extra scratch. And I was so happy. I loved waiting tables. And I realized that this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to be back in the restaurant world, and I loved serving people, and I loved interacting with them and serving them, you know, just like it was who I was. So I quit my job at the magazine eventually, and the old me would have never done that because it was almost felt shameful. Like, why would you leave that prestigious job when to go back to waitressing? Because waitressing is always looked at this as this thing that's kind of like what you do on the side, but I loved it. Like, I was like, I was ready to be a career waitress. I was that girl, like, in Williamsburg. Hi! You know, just like, people were kind of scared. But, so anyway, 4 days after I quit the fashion job, I had the idea for the bakery. And it was just like, the skies opened up, and I was like, this is what I was waiting for. I can't believe it, and I can't believe it's in food. I thought I was going to have to be a missionary somewhere. I was like, it felt like so very much me. So while I was waiting tables over the next year, I spent my time meditating more and more and just kind of hanging out with this idea and letting it, the details kind of fill in. And then I test recipes. And at the time, nothing existed. There was no cookbook out there with, like, gluten-free, vegan, soy-free, blah, 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 all that stuff that I do. So I was spending all of my money at health food stores buying ingredients. And I go into the kitchen and kind of just start. It was just awkward. I was just throwing ingredients in a bowl and whipping it up and seeing what happened. And eventually, I nailed 5 recipes and decided to open a bakery. And it's the really great thing about what I credit meditation for as well is that when you follow your gut and you totally believe in what you're doing, everything's kind of taken care of. I would take cookies that I made during the day before my waitressing shift to work. And I'd share it with my coworkers just to get feedback. And through that, I had three of their friends show up and say, if you ever need an investor, let me know. And if any of you have ever started a business, you know that raising money is the big hold up usually. So here I am, 10 years later, and this morning I was looking, I was trying to get the cowlick out of my hair in the bathroom. My daughter's like banging on the door, she has to go potty, and my son's crying, and I realized it was 11 years ago on this day that I had the idea for the bakery. And I was just having a moment like, wow, I get to do this thing, like open a business in New York of all places and have it celebrated by people, and people love it. Not everyone loves it, that's okay. And some people love it, and it's really a dream. And I'm hoping that if anyone decides to start a practice after this, you'll see that when you connect with your higher purpose, whatever it is, something that's meaningful to you, there's no struggle anymore. Things, the path just lights up beneath you. And all the things that you think are going to be challenging, if you think about them too much, you don't need to think about them, because it really will solve itself in unexpected places. So with that, I'm so happy to be here today, and thank you all for listening to me. I've always wanted to give this talk.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.